Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hope you had a good weekend. I did. I don't know if you got a chance to watch the Super Bowl. It happened. Did your team win? The security was tighter getting into the Super Bowl than it is to get into America. Have you thought about that? Any venue you go to, go anywhere and try to get in. Try to sneak in, even if you're an illegal. I dare you. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We had a Super Bowl of sorts. Did you not get it? Did you not get the memo? Yeah, we had a Super Bowl of sorts. It was in the form of the special counsel report that came out last week. Yeah. Before we get into that, let me ask you this question. Why did that report happen so quickly compared to John Durham's report? Remember how long it took Durham? How is it that this report on Joe Biden with classified information in multiple locations, how did it get out so quickly? I mean, the Democrats wanted him exonerated, and they got exactly what they wanted. The special counsel said, Joe Biden is too old and feeble for us to worry about prosecuting. And it has the Democrats absolutely throwing a conniption. Did this Trump special counsel have a sense of humor or what? And for the record, when they talk about him in the media, they make sure you know he's a legacy Trump appointment. Oh, man. He lit a fuse on the left, and it exploded in their little faces. Thankfully, it didn't hurt anything. They ain't got any brains. It didn't like he blew their brains out. They'd have to have some. Biden is too old and too senile for the nation to worry about prosecuting. By the way, that's going to be their excuse for when he gets caught after later this month when Hunter Biden is forced to testify. Now, James is already being called in. Joe's bro, he's being called in. You know, he's going to give up the ghost. I love it. I loved it. It doesn't take much to get the Democrats just in going crazy. He's too old and too senile. And Joe Biden was forced to respond. How do you respond to that? They better not call me. I'm so mad. Joe. Did you guys see the press conference? We have a couple of clips. I don't know how much we take, but I got to tell you, I was overjoyed. I don't know if we even want to play these clips. I have more fun explaining them. Joe Biden was livid. First of all, Donald Trump, his classified information is still safe, and he's a bad guy, and they've exonerated me, and I'm a good guy, and he's a bad guy. Now, let me get to what I'm really mad about. They mentioned my son in that report, and they said, you know, I didn't know when he died. I know when the F he died. He went on a rampage. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. He went on a cursing rampage. He wants heads to roll. This dictator, this czar, wants heads to roll. How dare you talk about a Biden? My word is a Biden. You nobody talks about my son. Have you ever seen Donald Trump come anywhere close to that type of behavior? Joe Biden's it's none of your business. I know when my son died. I know this. You better leave me alone, man. Oh, but he's got the temperament to be president, and he brought decency to the White House. Old and senile. I'm never going to let you forget it. I'm never going to let him forget it. Look, I don't care about age. I tell you guys all the time, I have friends in their 80s. These dudes look like they're in their 50s. They act like they're in their 50s. And it's partially because they've lived good lives. They've made a lot of money. They take care of themselves. They go to the doctor. They work out. They have physical therapists, trainers, etc. Good for them. That is the privilege. That's what makes the world go around. Rich people hire masseuses. I told Melissa, if I had the money, I'd get a massage every day. Not a deep tissue. No. Those you want about, what, once every couple of weeks, maybe? Those are no fun. But the ones where they just kind of knead the stuff out of your muscles and you just feel like you get a laugh. Oh my gosh, I can float. I get them every now and then. But I don't get them enough to, I get them enough to know I want them every day. How about that? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, see that? I want that. You know what else? I would want someone to lotion, you know, me up. I want flunkies. I'm not going to lie to you. I wish I had the money to have flunkies. I'm watching this show. It's called Royal Pains. Melissa got me watching it. A concierge doctor. Can you imagine having a doctor come check you? I'm not feeling very good. Can you send over the doc? You don't go in. You don't wait with a bunch of illegals. You get a doctor to come to you and hang out. Find out all your things you need to know. And all, you know, off the record to whatever degree. Man, please. That's like asking me, do I want a slave? Yes. Slavery, Kevin, it's a bad thing. Well, it is for the slave. But for the master, it's pretty cool. I would love to have slaves. Now, here's the thing. I don't want a slave that's there against their will. I want someone that's an indentured servant. Somebody I saved their life, and they got some crazy thing in their religion that says, I got to be Kevin's manservant for the rest of his life. Yeah, or female servant, I don't care. Whichever one. I want somebody picking up my dry cleaning, cooking. Yeah, I don't want to pick up any more dog poo. If I don't have to pick up any more of my dog's poo for the rest of my life, it'll be too soon. You get what I'm saying? I deserve it. You deserve it. Yes, give me a slave. Please put me in a position to save Abu's life so he can be my manservant. Yes. We get too caught up in this stuff. Anyway, Joe Biden, crazy. Old and senile. Too old and senile to be prosecuted. By the way, forced to respond, and then he holds a presser at 7:45 p.m. Who scheduled this? Who would allow this man to speak at 7:45 p.m.? This is way past his bedtime. What, 2-3 hours?
Man,
you know heads are rolling at the White House. How dare you schedule the president at 7:45? That seemed reasonable. He said he wanted to get on right away. It's not my fault. Ask him.
I never said that. I never told you that. I never did.
But, sir, here you are saying it. Hey, schedule me for 7:45. I would record everything with Joe Biden if I worked for that administration. I would tell you. Because he ain't going to remember. He's either too stupid or too senile. One or the other. He's not going to remember. You are not going to let me have a conversation with Captain Demento. And I don't have it recorded. I'll have it in front of his face. Go ahead. Say it again there, Joe. We got a great show, folks. We're going to dissect this whole special counsel thing a little bit more.
Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The curtain has been pulled back, said one person, or they tweeted it. Here's another one I saw. Biden damage control backfired. All this, of course, is in reference to Joe Biden's trying to defend what the special counsel reported on him, which essentially was, he's guilty, but we aren't going to do anything about it because he's old and senile. And then there are people that are dissecting this guy, Her, who's an Asian guy, and he followed Rod Rosenstein, who's another crook. All these guys are in this together. It's literally 2 degrees of separation between any leftist. I'm talking hardcore leftists. They are married to each other. They're, one's a lawyer. This one's a media person. This one's a pundit. This one's a, you know, a speech writer. I mean, it is so incestuous up there. That's why they call it the swamp. That's why they call it inside the beltway. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Leftists have lost their minds over last week's special counsel report on Biden. And this, by the way, is a guy who probably is I would say, in the lefties' camp. See, they use this thing of, well, he's a Trump holdover. Well, Trump assigned Ray, Christopher Ray. That doesn't make him good. Trump was making these assignments based on somebody's input. But it wasn't his. And look, Trump can use any excuse he wants. Well, this guy recommended. I would have said, I want to go back, look at his Facebook pages. I want to go back to when this dude got out of diapers. I want to know if I'm hiring real conservatives. I mean, we've had enough what am I looking for? What's the word? The Amy Coney Barretts and people like that, that end up backstabbing us. I guess that's the word I was looking for. First sitting president to be declared illegally competent to stand trial. Is that the right word? I'm sorry, legally incompetent to stand trial. Either way it works, right? Legally incompetent or illegally competent? Legally incompetent is what they're calling Joe Biden. And then somebody asked this question. Would they have rather seen the special counsel declare Biden competent and arrest him? Because that's the other side. They could say, well, no, he's of sound mind and body. And he took those documents he wasn't supposed to. And we do have people in prison for doing the same thing. I don't know about you guys, but if I was in prison for that, and I know, I mean, I don't know him personally, but I've seen the stories of people who are in prison for the very same thing. I'd say, hey, look at what they did to Biden. Maybe they feel like if anybody did it, they're not old and senile, so they can't use the old and senile excuse. Strange. They say nobody's above the law. But I guess if you're old and senile, you're above the law. I already alluded to this. That's their excuse for when they get rid of him. He's old and he's senile. What do you want us to do to him? Look, if you're of the mindset that this guy came to this conclusion all on his own, this guy, Tur, is it, I'll call him her. Is it her or Tur? I don't know. Either way, if you think he came to this conclusion on his own, you're naive. They're saying this for a reason. And one guy tweeted, soon calling someone senile will make you a racist. The media, the left, are rallying behind Joe Biden. They're rallying behind a guy whom they know is compromised. He's mentally incapacitated. And they pretend that they don't know that he's brain dead. They know he's brain dead. You're not fooling us. But here's what the real simple conclusion is. You ready? I always like to get something profound for you from a show. Here comes one of the profound moments of many that we have every show. They won't let Joe Biden go down because they don't want to be wrong. They don't want to admit they screwed up. Because that has an implication of admitting that you were right. Are we talking about this? If Donald Trump were president? No. Are we talking about Joe Biden says he's not going to do the Super Bowl interview, something most presidents have always done? He says no. CBS says, we'll give you the bully pulpit before the Super Bowl. One of the biggest audiences ever. Nope. Makes you question, why is it that Joe Biden is so afraid to get in front of the media? And who are these people that are circling the wagons on a guy that they know is demented, they know is a crook, they know not rightfully sits in the Oval Office, that he got appointed, but he's acting as if he really is the president. They know he didn't get 81 million votes. They know that he was cheated into office. They know Donald Trump is the real president. They know there was a cabal against Donald Trump that involves almost every segment of government, including the SEC. We talked about that the other day. I mean, they know all of this, and they still want Biden. They know about inflation. They know about the cost of fuel. They know about every single pain that America's suffering, but they want more Joe Biden. because they don't want to be wrong. Can't admit they screwed up. Because to do that isn't just to correct the record with Joe Biden. It is to admit to us that we're smarter than they. And that's their real problem. They do not want you to know that you are smarter than they. So they tell you this. They go, well, this is much ado about nothing. What's the deal? It's no big deal. Come on, man. Shame on you for making this out to be a bigger deal with what this special counsel said of Joe Biden. So what the special counsel said of a sitting president, that he's old and senile, let's just leave him alone versus prosecuting him. But oh, by the way, he isn't exonerated. If Joe Biden was in his little presser, yeah, I didn't do anything wrong. That's what he said. Essentially, that's what he said. And Donald Trump, he was a mean, mean guy. I listen to that, I'm like, he blames Donald Trump for everything. This guy doesn't know he's president, thinks he's a senator, thinks Kamala Harris is president. He's screwed up at every turn. But no, no, no. Media, oh, what are y'all talking about, man? I mean, who do we have? Charles, what's his, not, no. I forget the guy. He's a real Larry something. Anyway, he's on MSNBC. Mean-spirited guy. But all of them coming to protect Joe Biden. Well, it's just Joe Biden's style that he forgets stuff. You know, it's just been the way he does things. It doesn't make him, you know, senile or old and decrepit, stupid. It's only that way when it's somebody we want to target. If it's somebody that we're supposed to like, because we've been told we're supposed to like them, and those people pay our salaries, well, that's a different story. When we come back, we'll talk more about this. Much ado about nothing.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is backing his boss after last week's special counsel report that referred to issues with President Biden's memory. Mayorkas says the special counsel's investigative report on Biden's handling of classified documents was no place for that feedback.
The special counsel made gratuitous, unnecessary, and inaccurate personal remarks.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Tragedy strikes over the weekend. The CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks, Herbert Wigwe, along with his wife and son, died in a helicopter crash near Interstate 15 in Southern California's Mojave Desert. Herbert Wigwe, who served as the chief executive of Access Bank, was among six people aboard the aircraft when it crashed shortly after 10 p.m. local time. All six people on board died, including two pilots and the former chair of NGX Group, Nigeria's stock exchange. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lots of stuff going on in the world, but I'll tell you this, the old Joe Biden presser the other night has gotten people's attention, and what did I tell you? What did I say? What did I warn you? What did I say? I said that by the end of February, Joe Biden would be gone. Did I not say this? Welcome, people. Kevin Jackson's here listening to you. I told you last year, Joe Biden has been given the office closest to the door. He is out. I told you it wouldn't take long. I thought it would be by the end of January. But then when they got the date set for old Hunter and old James to come in and testify before Congress, knowing those two are going to fold like a Hollywood stage chair, they had to get rid of Joe. Now, they knew they had to get rid of Joe anyway. Joe is a menace. He is a menace to the democratic society. And he's a menace to society. He's a menace to the world. But he has to be gone. He had to be got. And now, for the first time, you're hearing about the 25th Amendment and stuff like this. But before we get into that, the lesson here, boys and girls, is don't grow up healthy. Because if you get old, you get to use it as a get-out-of-jail-free card. But only if you're old and demented, not if you're old and vibrant, then dang you, we'll prosecute you into submission, which is what they're doing to 77-year-old Donald Trump. See, Donald Trump looks like he's ready to go, you know, replace Tom Selleck in another series of Magnum. Donald Trump is out there, you know, completely lucid. But not old hashtag Dementia Joe. That was trending over the weekend. Hashtag Dementia Joe. But shame on us, folks, for making a big deal out of what that, you know, the special counsel said about Biden. Shame on us. How dare you do that? I asked this question earlier. I said, do you think that he did that on his own? Do you really think that he added that stuff into Joe Biden's record by accident? He's got a sitting president. If that were the case, even out of, quote, respect, he wouldn't put that in there. He would say, we saw signs of this, that, and the other. Unless it was truly his rationalization for why he didn't want to prosecute the guy. But nobody would do, I don't think anybody would do that. Personal stuff. He didn't remember that he was vice president. He didn't remember the date of his son's death. He didn't remember this. That, whatever it is, I mean, there's a lot of stuff I don't remember. I don't think it gives me dementia. Now, let's face it, Joe Biden's been suffering, no question about it. But why does this guy do it? Is it because he's a Trump partisan hack? The guy that, they make it appear as though he's a conservative Republican guy. If he's a political animal, which is what he is, what he did is what political animals do. Because if he's not political, he just says, I mean, he cleans it up in such a way that it doesn't make Biden look bad. It just says we've looked it over. We don't think it rises to the level, whatever. And then Biden gets out and Trump gets out. They didn't do that. Charlie Kirk tweeted something along the lines of the day that they thought they were going to bring down President Trump. It turns out it's the nail in the coffin for Biden. Boy. So, yeah, there's been media spin. I'm going to give you some. Here's what Twitchy wrote, and they speak for many. They said the Biden White House and many Democrats are spinning like the wind after the release of a special counsel report showing that Biden willfully retained classified documents in his garage and elsewhere. But no charges were recommended because Biden's getting more senile by the day. Yet, even as her found evidence, then this is what the italicized piece. They said he found evidence that Biden willfully held on to shared with a ghostwriter highly classified information. The special counsel devoted much of his report to explaining why he did not believe the evidence met the standard for criminal charges, including a high probability that the Justice Department would not be able to prove intent beyond a reasonable doubt, citing, among other things, an advanced age. It said it made him forgetful in the possibility of innocent explanations for the records that they could not refute. So, in other words, the same thing they did with Hillary Clinton. Although she did do some bad things, we did not understand her intent. But they sure know Trump's intent when he says, I want a peaceful, you know, whatever you call it, the gathering of citizens. He certainly didn't ask for an insurrection, but they know what he wanted. Right? They always can be mind readers when it comes to our stuff, but they don't know what the intent was with Hillary, who's smashing disk and bleach bidding drives and all that. Has a private server, has a private person working on her server, has it in her personal bathroom, doesn't use the State Department sponsored email. By the way, neither did Joe Biden, but they don't know what their intent was. They certainly weren't trying to obfuscate things as they gave themselves code names and, you know, set up bogus LLC accounts and funneled money through from who knows where. Pretty interesting stuff. Much ado about nothing. So people are very curious about all of this, and I'm telling you right now, there's two schools of thought, and sadly neither of them are good for Biden. He's gone either way. You know, it's the dilemma that we talked about earlier. Either he's sane enough and he did something illegal, and it's a dual system of justice, which, of course, we know that exists. Or he's insane, and you got to invoke the 25th Amendment. This is ugly for the Democrats, no matter how you slice it. Here's one of the, I think this is Fox News, Katie McEnany and Jesse, what's-his-face, talking about it.
We just saw an unmitigated disaster play out before our very eyes. We just watched a wounded political animal hobble to a podium and react with defensiveness, with anger. And you know it's bad, Jesse, when you have the White House press corps. They are essentially an extension of the Joe Biden press and communications team. When they are shouting at him, asking repeatedly, are you going to step aside, Mr. President? The CNN correspondent asking that. When NBC of all places, writes a headline, a nightmare. Special counsel report triggers panic among Democrats. And when you have a president who for 45 minutes announces a press conference with no topic, giving the world 45 minutes to speculate, is he stepping aside? What would life be like under a President Kamala Harris? For 45 minutes, the nation got to feel that panic, and I don't think they will forget it come November.
Yeah, we were upstairs thinking whether he was going to announce that he wasn't running for re-election and what the implications in terms of national security would be. I mean, he's already jeopardized national security and then lied about it to the press just now, saying he never willfully retain these classified documents, did not take any responsibility for it, blame the press, when in fact the special counsel said that he packed some of these boxes. And he's on tape acknowledging, oh yeah, I've got classified documents down there. And then when Peter Ducey says, you know, you have issues with your memory, he goes, my memory is so bad, I let you speak. And that doesn't even make any sense, Kaylee.
It makes no sense. I believe that one day we will discover that we were all played in what was the biggest presidential cover-up in recent memory. I mean, Jesse, think of the lengths that this team around him has had to go to create an eggshell environment that has kept the American people out. His lawyers wrote to the special counsel, please take out the details about his memory. Jill Biden has to escort him off the stage. Karine Jean-Pierre yells ad hominem attacks at Peter Ducey when he asks questions about age. Tonight, the White House communications director said, oh, the interview just came one day after October 7th, as if that's an excuse. His campaign says they bring up his age, the press does, to distract from the booming economy. These are all ploys to deceive the American people. One day we will discover the cover-up and how greatly at risk we were for this man being in charge.
Well, today we found out that there has been a cover-up, and they certified everything that we have all seen with our very own eyes, that he just does not have what it takes to be commander-in-chief. Kaylee, thank you so much.
There's a lot to unpack there. Boy, unmitigated disaster, wounded political animal, defensive anger. White House press corps shouting at him, are you going to step aside? And it wasn't the right-wing conspiracy doing this, folks. This was CNN. NBC wrote, a nightmare triggers panic among Democrats. Holy cow. What did I tell you? I told you the signs would be when the press, when they started allowing these types of stories to happen, when there's no more ability to cover up, when they essentially unleashed the hounds from hell on Joe Biden, and that's what they did. 45 minutes in preparation for this meeting, there was speculation of life under Kamala Harris. Well, there won't be much room to speculate here soon. What did I tell you? What did I tell you was going to happen? I said that they were going to get rid of Joe Biden, put Kamala Harris in. She would issue pardons for everybody inside the DOJ, as well as Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. And that will end all of that. And then she'll step aside and you'll hear Gavin Nuisance. Yeah, I said it right. Gavin Nuisance will be the heir apparent. And they're going to just try to make him, shoehorn him in with, oh, he's Mr. Popular, he's Mr. Dreamy. They're going to have a really difficult time doing that, though. The Democrats are unraveling.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden has been officially declared crazy. Hashtag Demented Joe trended on X over the weekend. I chuckled every time I saw it. And this revelation surprises, well, nobody. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Nobody is surprised that Joe Biden has been declared a knucklehead. And the only thing that's surprising to the left is, when was it going to happen? It was going to happen. I predicted it was going to happen. I'm going to rub it in. I have no problem rubbing it in, telling people what I told you. And I know there are many people going, Kevin, it's February. How you figure they're going to get rid of Joe Biden by the end of February? I gave you the date, February 28th. And it's leap year, so I could have given you the end of February. Could have said the 29th. I don't even need the extra day. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, oh, what a tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. Joe Biden has done everything he can to disqualify Donald Trump. Nikki Haley's hanging in there because she's hoping Trump will get disqualified. But you know what the nation wants? This is across the board. The nation wants Donald Trump as its president. They finally realized the difference, the dichotomy between a good president and a bad one. And you're seeing it. The Democrats all but admitted in this special counsel report, they all but admitted that a guy who's defective is running the country. They knew it in 2020. Do you think it was different 3 years ago? It's been no different. And what's funny, I tweeted, stop Asian hate, because most people don't know her is Chinese. I mean, he's some Asian, I don't know what. He could be Malaysian or something like that. But he's Asian, and I said, stop Asian hate, because people are mad at him. The Democrats are mad at him. Republicans are mad at him because they know Joe Biden should be prosecuted. It doesn't matter what his age and his dementia is. Look at all these old mafia dudes that went in there claiming they were too old and too demented. They put them suckers in prison. Why can't you put this mafioso in prison? See, they've already set it up. And I warned you. I said, they're going to tell you Joe Biden's demented, he's got problems, blah, blah, blah. And then they're going to let him go. But then they're going to tell us, well, look, we understand that he did set up all those LLCs and was in business with the Chinese. And yes, he did some illegal things. But Joe didn't know. It was all Hunter. And you know what? Let's just forgive them all. And if that doesn't work, let's have Kamala Harris give them all pardons. And every FBI, every DOJ, every CIA, NSA crook, every FISA court judge, everybody that is complicit in all of it, she is going to give mass amnesty. You think letting in these illegals is going to make you mad? Wait till she gives all the pardons that she's been told to do. And then you know what they're going to tell her? Step aside. We're going to make room for our groovy white guy, Gavin Newsom. Joe Biden gave a volatile press conference. And let me tell you, the older he gets, the more volatile he gets. Because, see, volatility increases with age. There comes a point where, I don't know what my age limit is, but there comes a point with me where I say, prison or death? Doesn't matter. You just mess with the wrong old dude today. Old dude today, people. You know, and you go do something crazy. There comes an age where you go, I'm done. Put me in prison. I can withstand it. It's not that big of a deal. Take my life. Well, Joe Biden's there. He's to the point where he's like, I don't care. I'll push the button. I'll do what I tell you. So he gets mad. Yeah, he's quick to challenge younger, more able-bodied and able-minded people to various things. Physical exploits. You know, I'll do push-ups. I'll kick your butt. Let's go outside. Yeah, it's easy to say when you have Secret Service protection, right? Or when you have no intention of doing the push-ups. Has Joe Biden ever done, I'm fitter than you, my mind's better than yours, but he never accepts the challenge. Donald Trump says, I'll debate you. I'm sure Donald Trump would probably say, I'll do push-ups with you, Joe. You think Joe Biden's really going to do that, or is he just a tough talker? And he's a tough talker because that's what I say he is, because nobody's come up and slapped him in his freaking mouth. That's what you do to a tough talker. You say, back it up. You know, times have changed, and America has metaphorically now slapped Joe Biden in the mouth the other day. That's what you witnessed. Or maybe it was Joe Biden slapping himself in the mouth because he screwed up. Who needs to be fired, I ask this, for allowing Biden to host a press conference at 7:45 p.m. Eastern Time, a full 2 hours probably or more past his bedtime? Maybe the scheduler thought Biden could handle the stress since he was so hyped up, right? He was so mad at that report because it picked on Bo Biden. Nobody picks on Bo or Hunter. Because according to the Washington Post, Joe Biden threw a tantrum privately in the presence of other Democrats after the release of the report. He threw a tantrum publicly when he gave that press conference. But they said privately, Biden was furious that the reports made comments about his memory. And during a private meeting with House Democrats at their policy retreat in Virginia, they write, Biden grew especially animated when asked how he was doing. It's such a funny story. So then he goes, how the F could I forget the day my son died? Of course I remember everything, he said, according to two people with knowledge of his remarks who spoke on condition of anonymity to describe the closed door conversation. How the F could I forget the date of my son's death?
Beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer. My memory is fine. The president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate.
A solid meeting with the Mitterrand from Germany, I mean from France, looked at me and said.
Elderly man with a poor memory.
I said, I'm going to be a president for everybody who's living in a red state or a green state.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway.
Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah. 159,000 billion dollars left.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in. What am I doing here? One, two.
A well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
We have dozens of these examples. Dozens. That was, I think, MRC that put it together. They made I call them mashups, where they take just different ones. That was just probably, no, I'm not exaggerating this, it's probably in the last month, last couple weeks. You want to go back a little bit of more time, it's crazy how many we have. And keep in mind, these are the ones that they let you film. Sometimes when you go to these events, it's like you go in a skiff. They take your phones, they put them in these protective bags where nobody can have them. You cannot film these events. Can you imagine what you'd see of Joe Biden when they think that they've got him completely behind the scenes and, it can't be good, right? So that was just a short mashup of things that have, again, happened relatively recently. So when he asked, how could I forget the day my son died? He doesn't remember he's a vice president. He doesn't remember a bunch of other stuff. But he's mad. And you know who Joe Biden's mad at? He's mad at himself. Who's more believable, by the way? Do you believe that the special counsel lied? Because in their report, they said Biden did forget the date of his son's death. By the way, that's not a big deal. It wouldn't be in the normal scheme of things. I've chronicled when my mother died. It happened before I turned 5. And I know it was April of 1968. I don't remember the date. I've seen it. If she said to me, Kevin, do you know? No, I don't remember it. I don't. I would go, well, I don't remember the exact date, but I know this. It was before I turned 5. Now, if I start talking, well, it was before I turned 8, and it was before I turned 2. Now you could check me from memory, but not remembering the exact date. And if it had been at the time when I was at an age where my memory was starting to kick in, I probably wouldn't blazon it in my brain. I think Biden has a bigger issue to fight on because it should be emblazoned in his brain when his kid died. My grandmother probably would never forget the date my mother died. Biden is the one who messed this up. He didn't remember he was vice president. Her has requirements that he has to follow for obvious reasons. No, he said, she said. Given Biden's problems with lying and his selective memory, I know who I believe.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.